This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Airlines have been doing all right lately. Summertime has brought a record number of passengers and with it record profits. So airlines are doing stock buybacks and distributing dividends to investors, yet analysts are not happy. Without trying to get too weedy here, there is a little thing with a clunky name. It's called unit revenue, which has not been quite so good. Marketplace's Ashley Montite explains.
Carriers don't get all their revenue from fares. They get plenty from things like baggage and cancellation fees. So to know how well they're doing from passengers, you need to look at something called passenger revenue per available seat mile, another name for unit revenue.
That gives you the most accurate look at how the airlines are now doing. And they're not doing as well as they were doing even 3 months ago.
Joe Brancatelli runs JoeSentMe.com, a website for business travelers. Cheaper fuel encouraged airlines to add flights, but he says they haven't attracted enough travelers.
And what the airlines are beginning to tell us is that going forward, they will be cutting back again because they have too many empty seats.
Which should bring unit revenue up again. Robert Mann is an airline industry analyst.
In the kind of economics 101 sense, if we saw a balance between the supply of airline seats and the demand for airline seats, we would see stable pricing.
But he says it's tough to get it just right. Airlines don't have a crystal ball. Fuel prices fluctuate. They have to lock down costs months in advance. Then geopolitics can upend everything. And then cost-cutting rivals can come on the scene.
Norwegian Air, WOW Air, which is an Icelandic-based carrier, both of whom are offering extremely low fares on the North Atlantic, cannibalizing some traditional fare demand and growing very fast.
He says this won't affect U.S. airlines immediately, but it is yet another threat on the horizon. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.